Bodhisattva Manjushri. Thereupon Bodhisattva Manjushri rose from his seat in the midst of the assembly, prostrated himself at the feet of the Buddha, circled the Buddha three times to the right, knelt down and joined his palms and said, "O world-honored one of great compassion, please expound to the multitude who have come to this assembly the Tathagata's Dharma practice of the original arising purity of the causal ground. Please also expound to us how bodhisattvas may initiate this state of pure mind within the Mahayana and leave all illness. Pray teach us so that sentient beings in the future Dharma ending age who aspire to the Mahayana will not fall into erroneous views." Having said these words, he prostrated himself on the ground. He made the same request three times, each time repeating the same procedure. At that time, the world-honored one said to Bodhisattva Manjushri, "Excellent, excellent, virtuous man, for the benefit of the multitude of bodhisattvas, you have asked about the Tathagata's Dharma practice of the causal ground. For the benefit of all sentient beings in the Dharma ending age who aspire to Mahayana, you asked how they can correct abiding and not fall into erroneous views. Listen attentively now, I shall explain it to you." Hearing this, Bodhisattva Manjushri was filled with joy and listened silently along with the assembly. Virtuous men, the Supreme Dharma King possesses the method of the great Dharani called complete enlightenment, out of which emanates pure true suchness, Bodhi and Nirvana, as well as the paramitas to teach bodhisattvas the original arising of the causal ground of all Tathagatas, relies on the complete illumination of enlightenment, which is pure and permanently free from ignorance. Only then do the Tathagatas accomplish the Buddha path. What is ignorance, virtuous men? Since beginningless time, all sentient beings have had all sorts of delusions. Like a disoriented person who has lost his sense of direction, they mistake the four great elements as the attributes of their bodies and the conditioned impressions of the six sense objects as the attributes of their minds. They are like a man with an illness of the eyes who sees an illusory flower in the sky or a second moon. Virtuous men, there is in reality no flower in the sky, yet the sick man mistakenly clings to it. Because of his mistaken clinging, he is not only deluded about the intrinsic nature of the empty space, but also confused about the arising of the flower. Because of this false existence, he remains in the turning wheel of birth and death. Hence, this is called ignorance. Virtuous men, this ignorance has no real substance. It is like a person in a dream, though the person exists in the dream. When awakens, there is nothing that can be grasped. Like a flower in the sky that vanishes into empty space, one cannot say that there is a fixed place from which it vanishes. Why? Because there is no place from which it arises. Amidst the unarisen, all sentient beings deludedly perceive birth and extinction. Hence, this is called the turning wheel of birth and death. Virtuous man, one who practices complete enlightenment of the causal ground of the Tathagata, realizes that birth and extinction are like an illusory flower in the sky. Thus, there is no continuance of birth and death, and no body or mind that is subject to birth and death. This non-existence of birth and death and body and mind is so not as a consequence of contrived effort, it is so by its intrinsic nature. The awareness of their non-existence is like empty space. That which is aware of the empty space is like the appearance of the illusory flower. However, one cannot say that the nature of this awareness is non-existent. Eliminating both existence and non-existence is in accordance with pure enlightenment. Why is it so? Because the nature of empty space is ever unmoving. Likewise, there is neither arising nor perishing within the Tathagatagarbha. It is free from conceptual knowledge and views. Like the nature of Dhamma Dhatu, which is ultimate, wholly complete, and pervades all 10 directions, such is the Dharma practice of the causal ground. Because of this, bodhisattvas within the Mahayana may give rise to pure Bodhi mind. If sentient beings in the Dharma ending age practice accordingly, they will not fall into erroneous views. At that time, the world honored one, wishing to clarify his meaning, proclaimed these gathas. Manjushri, you should know that all Tathagatas from their original arising causal ground use wisdom to enlighten and penetrate ignorance, realizing that ignorance is like a flower in the sky. They are thus liberated from the continuance of birth and death. Like a person in a dream who cannot be found when awakens, awareness is like empty space. It is impartial and equal and ever unmoving. When enlightenment pervades all 10 directions, the Buddha path is accomplished. There is no place where illusions vanish, and there is no attainment in accomplishing the Buddha path. For the intrinsic nature is already wholly complete. By this, bodhisattvas can give rise to the Bodhi mind. Sentient beings in the Dharma ending age, through this practice, will avoid erroneous views.